and soccer fans around the world celebrate, there's little doubt that scores of hungry fans in Qatar for the 2022 World Cup dined on a Divanco Foods product. The Chicago-based company shipped more than 500,000 pounds of halal beef bacon and deli meats into the country ahead of the tournament. Nearly 150 employees make over 25 million pounds of food annually. Divanco's frozen and refrigerated products, including beef bacon and hummus in the refrigerated category, are sold in over 20 countries worldwide. I'm Kelly Rodriguez, editor-in-chief of Refrigerated and Frozen Foods magazine and rffmag.com. It's no wonder that Divanco Foods has been named the 2023 RNFF Refrigerated Foods Processor of the Year. On this episode of From the Cold Corner, I'm joined by Parker King, National Sales Manager for Divanco Foods, and Janine Zenner, founder of Zaka Hummus, who joined the Divanco family a few years ago, to discuss Divanco's products and plans for the future. Parker and Janine, thank you both for joining me on From the Cold Corner.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Parker, I wanted to start off first and foremost and congratulate you and the Divanco Foods team on being named the RNF Refrigerated Foods Processor of the Year. I wondered if you could speak a little bit to what that means to the company and its employees.
Absolutely. The award in your publication is a fantastic representation of our drive and our commitment to the industry. However, I want to start by thanking you guys for the recognition. Divanco's been in and involved with your guys' company and publication for a while. It seems we've won a couple of awards now, adding to the trophy case, some would say. But I think this award in particular is a fantastic representation of all the hard work our employees put in this year. 2020 and 2021 were challenging years for everybody. We were no exception to that. As a company, as we strive to put those years in our rear view, we remind ourselves that persistence is key to success, and it's nice to be recognized by our consumers for our persistence and innovation. So thank you. This award goes a long way, and thank you.
And I wonder if you could speak to a little bit about how Divanco's refrigerated products are manufactured and how approximately how many employees the company has across all of its various divisions and departments.
Sure. I think the best way to answer that's taking us back in time a little bit to 2018. 2018, Divanco moved out of its old facility and into a brand new 100,000 square foot new facility. And along with that move, we were able to purchase and bring new machinery, kind of reinvent our lines and pave the way for our future and what we saw as our future. So along with that came with a lot of investment into our RTE rooms and our RTE lines. So that expansion and that move helped us kind of create a path to a more expansive refrigerated line. As far as employees go, we range from around 150 to 200 employees across all facilities and all lines. So it's impressive, and we're happy to keep growing. We're happy to have made the moves that we did, and we see a bright future.
And Parker, what are some of the ways in which Divanco Foods stands out among its competitors?
Sure. I think there are multiple reasons why we stand out. I know Janine will get into that on the hummus category, but something that does stand out to us is our commitment to the halal category. A couple of years ago, right around that time in the move in 2018, our management group made the decision to convert our facility to 100% halal, which means we took all the pork products that we were producing out of the building and made a serious commitment to that halal category. Just a little tidbit on that halal food market. The global halal food market last year was valued around $2 trillion. And over the next 6 years, the compounded annual growth rate is in and around 11.25 over the next 6 years. That puts the global halal food market at nearly $4 trillion. As you said in the beginning, we're in 20 countries around the world. We're going to manufacture over 1 million pounds of halal beef bacon and halal deli meat this year. So we see it as a good opportunity to at least have our foot in the door in that category, in a growing category. The U.S. market alone is obviously a small portion of the global market. The U.S. market's around $8.2 billion this year, with a growth rate of 5% over the next 6 years. So it's nice to know that we have a small portion of that market cornered, and we see those items being a huge growth revenue for us in the next several years.
And, you know, you mentioned Janine and hummus being certainly one of the drivers of that growth. I wondered if, Janine, you could tell me a little bit about the Zaka hummus story, complete with your mother's Lebanese accent, if it's possible.
I would need my husband here to imitate her. He does it really well. So, yeah, we started Zaka hummus in 2011. I'm Lebanese descent, and I grew up in Miami. I met my husband in Miami while he was going to grad school several years ago. So he is from a fourth generation farm in Northern Idaho, Zenner Family Farm in Genesee, Idaho. It's a fourth generation farm, first farm in Idaho to become Food Alliance certified. It's now being managed by their fourth generation cousin, Clint and Alicia Zenner. And they grow about 5,000 acres, wheat, peas, barley, garbanzos. And we grow about 1,000 acres of garbanzos. Being Lebanese, growing up on hummus, his parents, my in-laws, were sending my mom in Miami garbanzo beans for Christmas, dried beans from the farm every year. And about 2010, 2011, my mom came to my Boise, Idaho kitchen and saw me open up a can of garbanzo beans to make our family hummus recipe. And she, in her Lebanese accent, which I can try to do, but don't do very well, "Janine, what are you doing? How are you making hummus from canned garbanzo beans? You need to use the free beans from the farm." So she yelled at me and I said, "No, it's too hard." She, of course, being a Lebanese mother, forced me to do it the way that I was supposed to do it. And I started making our hummus recipe with their farm-raised garbanzo beans. You know, I had three kids working as an accountant from home and then decided, well, let's just see what it's like to start a specialty food business. So took a one-day class, started the business in 2011, did the usual farmer's markets and, you know, delivering product out of the back of your cars out of coolers. And then built the business up through 2018 when I was fortunate enough to meet Peter Bargis, the CEO of Devonka Foods, and we formed a partnership thereafter. We had a mutual customer that's how we met, and he was looking to start up a hummus production facility, and I had a brand that was well-established in this area in the Pacific Northwest, and we partnered, and with our partnership with Devonka Food, we have finally got to, with their innovation and their technology, we have got the quality and the consistency that we've been trying to get for years, and they perfected it and, you know, even improved it with new flavors, globally influenced flavors. And so we've come a long way with Devonka Foods, and we're really happy to be where we are right now.
And I understand in 2021 or 2022, you were chosen as a Kroger Accelerator.
2022.
This year.
Okay. This year.
And so tell me a little bit about, because I know that means that you become a member of Kroger's Fresh Suppliers, but I'm always curious about how has that helped drive your business forward in just the last 12 months or so?
Sure. So this just happened. It was an accelerated competition for their Kroger 2022 Go Fresh and Local Accelerator cohort. So it was an application of 1,600 applicants, and we were selected top 15 from our West Coast vision, and we were then flown to Cincinnati to pitch in a Shark Tank style competition, and we were selected 5 out of the top 15 to win the 2022 cohort. So it was quite fascinating. It's only the second year that they've done it, and yeah, it basically, they select the top tier fresh products that they want to help launch nationally in their fresh markets. And what that has done for us is immediately gave us 3 divisions, over 400 stores to launch initially, which is going to be in January. So we're set up to launch. So we've already gotten through in 3 months the launch process within Kroger itself, their corporate team, their West region team, and their distributor through DPI. So it's been a whirlwind to get that much accomplished in 3 months to be where we are right now, launching in January. Yeah.
And, you know, Parker, talking about the hummus and the expansion of that quarter category, how many product SKUs does Divanco Foods produce currently in the refrigerated food space?
The refrigerated food space, I would say we're in and around 70 to 100 different refrigerated items across all brands and labels.
And the company certainly for years had a proven business in the frozen line. What led the company to sort of go into the beef bacon, the hummus, and the halal products, you know, the cold and prepared lines?
Sure, sure. I mean, again, in 2018 was a huge year for us with the new facility. That was the same year we brought Janine and Zaka Hummus on. In that year, we also acquired some hummus or some halal lines, and shortly thereafter, the Schmeichen Certified Angus Beef Bacon line. So I don't know if it was necessarily one thing that brought us there. I think we had the space, we saw the future, and thought, you know, there's room to expand here. These are some, we found some partners that did things really, really well in Janine and in the halal beef bacon and deli lines, and thought this is a perfect opportunity to grow in a needed category. So I can't put my finger on one thing, but you know, we're always looking to evolve. We're always looking for new items. So happy to have them on board, and they've been a tremendous success for us.
And if I could jump in really quick and add one more thing to that, you know, Divanco has allowed us to be vertically integrated in the market, which is part of why we believe we won the competition because of our innovation. And what that means is we can trace our beans directly back to our fields. We identity preserve it at our facility on the farm, and then it's shipped directly to Divanco Foods, our manufacturer, and they are able to process it from the dry state all the way through to the food processing, to the cold processing and distribution. So that vertical integration from the farm to the table is really unique to what Divanco does for our brand. And I believe it's put us in on the top of the category because of it.
And does your mom approve of your hummus now?
She does. She does. She finally says that we're there. Yeah.
Well, speaking of production, I wondered if you could, either one of you could discuss some of the capability highlights of the refrigerated production lines. I think it's always fascinating. You know, we talk about 25 million plus pounds of product annually, but it's fascinating to me to sort of dissect what that means on a daily or weekly sort of output.
Sure, I can answer that in terms of output. For Janine's and hummus line, she'll jump in as well. But right now the hummus has been a pretty labor intensive fill, call it, and demand fuels capital expenditure, right? So we're taking that line, or in talks to take that line from, I think, 8 cups a minute on the hummus to around 40 to 50 cups a minute. So that's obviously through automation and technology, which is great to have. We've scattered that automation and technology across the building to fit where we see need. But to go back on the bacon, we're continuously, the demand has been huge for us, far more than I think we even thought. But we're continuously adding new slicers, new ovens, whatever it may be, to fill that capacity. Right now we're at 40% of the capacity that we were able to handle. So that's between bacon and any of the deli refrigerated items. So there's room for growth. We expect to have growth, and it's an exciting place to be for sure.
Well, is there anything else that either of you would like to add or would like our listeners to know about Divanco Foods and its products?
I'll say that we're continuously evolving in the technology field. We just recently added, which I think your consumers will think it's very interesting and something that's new to our brand. We just added a store locator to our site, which pulls accurate scan data on a 4-week basis. So for the first time in really ever, as a company, we're able to see which items are where, and tell a consumer, hey, you know, go to our website and check it out, type in your zip code, and it'll tell you whether you're within a radius of a grocery store that carries our items, which across the board, we're in all lower 48 states except for New Mexico. So that's a fun little stat, but we also are on board with a popular U.S. grocer, that ships direct to consumer for one item, that'd be the beef bacon. So they'll overnight ship it to you for a very fair price, which we've never been able to do before. So touching our toe into the e-commerce world is something that we'll continue to do, but we're excited to have that partner on board and able to do it. The software is really cool. It's a huge, huge tool for the consumer and the manufacturer. So I encourage those listeners to go to our website, www.tuvankafoods.com, find yourself onto the retail page and check out maybe where you can pick some of our items, maybe frozen or refrigerated, up at a grocery store near you.
Absolutely. Well, Janine, anything else that you'd like to add?
I just, you know, ditto what Parker said, and happy to be where Devanco is and growing. With their innovation and their commitment to quality, it's put us where we are right now in for our line, our Zacahanas line. And we're just looking forward to more and more with them.
Well, thank you both for joining me today on From the Cold Corner. And for more on Devanco Foods and all things cold and frozen, you can visit rffmag.com.